It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the RA facility here in Marshall. Paul Ramo, along with Mitchell Silty. It's time for Section 3A North Basketball Championship. It's the Blackjacks and Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. Mitchell, we got a front row seat.
Sitting right on the scorer's table, right at the half court line, so I got a good view of both teams warming up. We got one versus two. This should be a good one.
Been looking forward to this since the tournament started. We knew kind of these two teams would be in this position, wouldn't they?
Yep, these two teams could argue were probably the top two teams in the section all year, at least in the north half of the section. So I don't think it's really a big surprise to anyone that these two teams made it to this point in the tournament.
The winner of this game will play for the section championship game next Thursday at 8 o'clock here at the RA facility in Marshall. The South championship game will take part here later this afternoon against Hills Beaver Creek, and a surprise in the tournament,
six seed Murray County Central. They made it all the way to the section championship. They got a couple upsets one upset under their belt. They defeated TMB, the three seed in the first round of the tournament, and then they had a come-from-behind win in the second round versus Edgerton. They came back and won that game by 10, so that should be another good game between two good teams after this one.
Actually, a lot of basketball here in Marshall today. Later tonight, it's the AA North and South games.
Yep, so for AA, the North games for the North game for the Section 3 AA Championship, the one seed Montevideo plays the two seed Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta. And then for the South, the number one seed Jackson County Central takes on the two seed Laverne.
Yep.
So those should be another. So four good games should be played here at our facility in Marshall for this afternoon.
All right. So we're going to focus on a game that's going to tip off here in a little bit between Dawson Boyd and Central Minnesota Christian. Both well-coached teams, Mitchell. Very talented players.
Yeah, both teams have their star players with Dawson Boyd. You got the big three, Gunnar Liebel, Drew Yomland, and Brayson Boyk. And for Central Minnesota Christian, led by Drew Dunnick, Asher Weberdink, kind of their star players. Both teams play great man-to-man defense. So it should be a very interesting matchup. See how this one goes.
And the Blackjacks are taking the four here. You can hear the large Dawson Boyd crowd sitting behind us, and they're here in big numbers again.
Yep. When we walked into the arena about, what was it, an hour and a half before tip-off, they were lined up and
packed in there, waiting for the doors to open.
They've been ready to go here all morning, and they've packed out their side. The student section has a good showing. Central Minnesota Christian has a great showing for their fan base and student section, so it should have a great atmosphere for this team.
All right, Mitchell, why don't you tell us a little bit about how these teams got here and how their season's gone.
Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 25-3. Those three losses were to the number one team in Class A, Cherry, by 6 points. The number one team in Class 2A, that's Albany, that one was a 21-point loss earlier this year. And then their third loss was to a top-rated team in Class B in South Dakota at Del Rapids St. Mary. And so Dawson Boyd's been ranked number two in Class A for for all season. They come in with a conference record of 16-0. They are the three-time defending Camden Conference champions. They won their three-peat earlier this year. They have a section record of 17-0. They're the one seed for the north part of the bracket. They have a neutral record of 3-3 and an away record of 11-0, so a combined 14-3 away from home this season. They average 82 points per game on offense. They give up 49 points per game on defense. They have a plus 33 point per game differential. They have the number one scoring offense and number one scoring defense in the section. They are the only team to average 80-plus points per game on offense and give up less than 50 points per game on defense.
Wow, the only team in Class A.
Only team in Class A. A couple teams come close, but they're either off a few points on offense or defense. But Dawson's the only team to have that statistic. They started the season 10-3, and then they finished the regular season 13-0. They're currently on a 15-game winning streak. They defeated McRae in the subsection quarterfinal 80-36. They defeated Wabasso in the subsection semifinal 100-53. This will be the 11th subsection championship game for Dawson Boyd in the last 18 seasons. They're 5-5 in the previous 10 subsection championship games. This will be their first subsection championship since the 2022-23 season. This will be the 7th time facing Central Minnesota Christian in the section tournament in the last 10 seasons. They are 3-3 in their previous 6 meetings. Their last meeting in the section tournament came in the 2022-23 season. That was also in the subsection championship game, which Dawson Boyd won by a score of 57-42. And then they've met 3 times in the subsection championship during that span. They lost to Central Minnesota Christian 80-52 in the 2015-16 season. They lost 61-52 in the 21-22 season. Then they had that win versus Central in the 2022-23 season. And Dawson Boyd comes in 28-18 versus Central Minnesota Christian since the 2005-2006 season. They're 2-0 this season versus Central Minnesota Christian, and they've won 6 straight versus Central Minnesota Christian.
Wow, okay.
Now Central Minnesota Christian comes in with an overall record of 23-5. They have a conference record of 13-3. A section record of 13-3. They are the 2 seed, and they are the defending Section 3A North champion. They defeated Mineota last year in this game. They have a neutral record of 3-2 and an away record of 10-1, so they're 13-3 on a floor away from home this year. They average 72 points per game on offense. They give up 54 points per game on defense. They have a plus 18 point per game differential. They have the number 5 scoring offense, number 4 scoring defense in the section. Started the season 4-3 and then finished the regular season 17-2. They defeated Lakeview in the subsection quarterfinal 68-41. They defeated Renville County West in the subsection semifinal 76-37. This will be the 9th subsection championship game in the last 11 seasons for Central Minnesota Christian.
What? Say that again?
This will be the 9th subsection championship game in the last 11 seasons for Central Minnesota Christian, and this will be their 6th straight subsection championship game. And they're 4-1 in their last 5. That one loss came to Dawson Boyd in the 22-23 subsection championship. Central's made the Section 3A championship 7 of the last 10 seasons. They've made the state tournament 4 of the past 10 seasons. This will be the Central Minnesota Christian will be looking for their first win versus Dawson Boyd in the section tournament since the 21-22 season, where they won 61-52 in the subsection championship game. And Central's looking for their first win straight up versus Dawson Boyd since the 22-23 season, where they won 64-56.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with the State Farm Insurance starting lineups between the Black Jacks and the Blue Jays right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufty Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Canby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Elton Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Oil Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Lackbrow Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludvigson Tiling, Prince Bank, Purison Dawson, Caddis Chiropractic Center, Chris Wodzinski for House, Appleton Area Health, the Dreyer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dixon Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Beats Electric Motor Incorporated, Sawarable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minneota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Barrel Cloth Oil Company, Genio Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Culligan, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Tregestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Gruel Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Client Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Tenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92.
For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Give them a call at 507-423-5505. That's 507-423-5505. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome back to the RA facility, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Here's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. First for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. 23 wins and 5 losses. Micah Osaki, he's a guard. Logan Roloff, 6'2" junior forward. Drew Dunning, 6'2" senior. Asher Weberding, a 6'7" sophomore. And Eli Gerdes, a 6'1" sophomore guard. They're coached by Ted Dachis. For the Dawson Boys Blackjacks, a record of 25 wins and 3 losses. Number 0, Gunnar Liebel, 6-foot junior guard. Number 3, Carson Stratmone, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 5, a 6-foot-8 senior, Grayson Boyce. Number 10, a 6-foot-7 senior, forward Drew Yamlin. And number 12, a 6-foot-3 and a guard, Jackson Hefted. The Blackjacks are coached by Corey Larson, assisted by Kiefer Stratmone, Dustin Yamlin, and Jason Boyce. Here we go, folks. The Section 3A North Championship. Mitchell, are you pumped up?
Absolutely. These two teams played twice in the regular season, both matchups won by Dawson Boyd. They were very competitive matchups. In Dawson, it was a one-point game at halftime before Dawson pulled away in the second half. When they played in Prinsburg, it was a very tight game. Even into the second half, Central had a lead, and then Dawson Boyd went on a run to close out the game to win that one. So it should be in for a good one.
The winner plays for the Section 3A Championship Thursday night. Here we go. The Blackjacks are in their home black uniforms. The Blue Jays in their white and blue. Opening tip-off, Boyk gets it to Stratmone, and Stratmone just saved it from going out of bounds. Here the Blackjacks come up the floor. Gunnar Liebel, the Boyk to the left wing. Great crowd here at the area facility in Marshall. Yamlin
see how the fast, both teams started fast the other night, didn't they, Mitchell?
Yeah, both teams got out on big runs to start the game, and a quick turnover forced by Central Minnesota Christian.
Asaki swatted the ball away from Stratlone, so Blackjacks start their offense on a turnover. Now the Blue Jays get back on offense.
Both teams coming out in their trademark man-to-man defense.
Central Minnesota Christian. Dunning, number four, into Asaki, nice pass. Oh, what a block by Gunnar Liebel. Oh, my goodness.
That was a great play set up by Central Minnesota Christian. They got it to Dunning on the left wing. They had Asaki come over a curl screen, and then it was great recovery by Liebel to get the block.
Beautiful block, timed well there by Gunnar. Just underway, no score. Blue Jays with their first offensive possession. They go down low. To Gurdjieff, he goes to the basket.
Nope.
And he's going to be whistled for a travel and a turnover by CMC.
That was a great job by Carson Stratmon moving his feet. Eli Gurdjieff a little bit bigger than Carson, able to back him down, but he shuffled his feet before the shot, and that led to a travel and a turnover.
Here's Drew Yamlin. Drew's going to go hard to the basket, lays it off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Asaki. And now, it goes off his foot. And it goes out of bounds. Turnover, Blue Jays.
Both teams having great defensive starts. Dawson got out to a 34-3 lead in their semifinal matchup. Central got out to a 27-3 lead.
Both teams have really good defenses, so we'll see what happens here. Blackjacks go down low to Hasted. Hasted shot, short baseline jumper. No good. Drew Yamlin with a rebound and put back for Drew.
Dawson Boyd loves to get their points from the painted area. We'll see if they're able to continue to dominate that here in this.
Here's Gurdjieff. Eli Gurdjieff at the top of the key, being guarded by Stratmon. Right wing to Asaki. Micah, top of the key. And Dunning stolen there by Hasted. Oh, they're going to whistle Hasted with a foul. I don't know about that one.
I really didn't see one. They call Hasted on the foul. That'll be his first, team's first for Dawson Boyd.
Blackjacks lead 2-0. Fantastic crowd here at the RE facility. The Blackjack fans are sitting right behind us. Mitchell and I are on the court side between the two teams. Can't get a better seat than this.
Nope, on a perspective view, we got Mike Asaki for a corner three, and that's no good.
Oh, Asaki missed his three-pointer, rebounded by Hasted. Jackson over to Drew. Drew, between the leg dribble, goes to the hole, kicks it out in the corner, Liebel for three. Good! Gunnar Liebel hits a three-pointer. It's 5-0, Dawson Boyd.
It's a quick start for Dawson Boyd, first three-pointer to go.
Dunning goes through the hole and lays it up and in. There's Drew Dunning, first basket.
That was a great job by Dunning there, driving into the lane, hitting the tough floater, getting Central Minnesota Christian on the board.
Drew Yamlin back out to Boyd. Grayson tries, goes hard to the basket, kisses it off the glass, and scores. Grayson Boyd.
Great tough drive there by Boyd. Advantage able to go at him.
Drew Dunning does most of the ball handling for the Blue Jays. He goes for the basket and kisses it off the glass on a layup.
Great job by Dunnick there with the right-handed finish over the Dawson defender.
7-4, Dawson Boyd leading. The winner plays Thursday night against the South champion, either Hills, Beaver Creek, or Murray County Central. Yamlin throws it down low, and it's picked off there by Weberding.
Great defense there by Central to force the turnover.
Weberding, just a sophomore, gets it down low to Dunning. Nice defense there by Hasted. 7-4. It's a three-point lead for Dawson Boyd, just underway here at the RA facility in Marshall. Ball's loose on the floor. Micah picks it up.
Shot clock's down to 10 for Central.
Shot from the corner. That's way short. That was by Dunning. No, maybe a Blackjack got a hand on it, but it was way short. Gunnar Liebel picks it up. Dawson Boyd has the possession. He loses the ball. Swatted out of bounds by Logan Roloff. Were they arguing about?
Central was for sure thinking a tip that was tipped out of bounds by Dawson, but ref saying it was tipped out by Central Minnesota Christian.
So the Blackjacks get the ball underneath their own basket. They have a three-point lead. Get it to the top of the key to Stratmon. Boyd wide open for a three. Oh, it's in the cylinder and popped out. Here are the Blue Jays quickly up the floor. Gurdjieff to Weberdink, and the sophomore loses the ball to Stratmon. Carson Stratmon going in for the layup and missed the layup. And now a jump ball, and oh, nice job there by Roloff.
Great job by Central Minnesota Christian hustling back.
Oh, nice pass. Scores! Logan Roloff.
Roloff's just beat Boyk back on offense there, and he's able to get the layup because of it.
Boy, Gertis with a beautiful pass to Roloff. And it's 7-6, 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Yamlin, Drew, in the paint, goes to the basket, lays it up short. Asaki with the rebound. The Blue Jays can take the lead with a basket here. They're down by 1 point, 7-6.
See what Central draws up here. They go down low to Roloff.
And he goes to six in the corner.
And they call a travel on him.
Oh, he traveled. A travel call on Roloff. Substitutes coming in.
So Johnson checks in for Dawson Boyd, and Carter Tatius checks in for Central Minnesota Christian.
I hope you can hear me because the crowd is deafening here at the RA facility right now. 7-6, 1 point lead. Coach Ted Tatius arguing with the referee right in front of us. The urge runs by him. Stratmon, Boyd, Grayson. Here's Stratmon. Carson goes in, kicks it back out to Gunner. Gunner's going to drive to the basket, and he goes in for a layup.
A great drive by Liebel driving in and getting the layup for Dawson Boyd.
5 points for Gunner Liebel. It's a back to a 3-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here, courtside at the RA facility. The Blue Jays, Weberdink, Weberdink in the corner, now dribbles out of there. Throw it all the way across to Dunning. Dunning, right in front of Coach Larson. Dunning goes to the basket, missed the layup, and it's not safe. Dawson Boyd basketball.
Dunning had a really good look there at a layup, but just couldn't get it to fall down for Central.
What do you think of the game so far, Mitchell?
Very high pace, a lot of very good defense, which is what we thought we were going to get when we got this game. Central's doing a nice job of keeping Dawson position where Dawson gets a lot of their points.
All right, here's Boyk at the top of the key from the free throw line. Now Grayson Boyk
has a nice mid-range jump shot for Grayson Boyk. He used the jab step to get Asher to overreact, and he's able to go left and pull up from the mid-range jump shot at the free throw line.
11-6, Dawson Boyd. Blackjack on defense. Lob down to Dunning. Oh, he missed the shot! And he gets his own rebound, and we're going to have a foul on Dawson Boyd.
I think that foul is going to be on Drew Yamlin. That'll be Yamlin's first.
Boy, you can feel the pressure. You can feel the intensity level here. This is section basketball for sure.
Yeah, Dunick missing two layups for Central. Not very uncharacteristic.
Blue Jays inbound the ball to Weberdink. The sophomore drives baseline. Cut off nicely by Boyk. But he open man is Roloff, and he scores.
That was a nice job by Roloff. Yamlin turned his back to maybe double-team Weberdink with Boyk, and Roloff just got into Weberdink's vision and is able to get the pass for a layup.
Yamlin in the paint, turns, shoots, missed the shot. Blue Jays on the run. Here's Roloff, and he's taken away by Yamlin. Will Johnson, the Gunner, Liebel. Liebel going in and scores!
And a foul.
Gunner Liebel with a steal and a layup for Liebel. And he's fouled, right?
Yep, he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a chance at a 3-point play.
Nice job by Liebel. Liebel
at the line, shooting one.
13-8, Dawson Boyd. Free throw by Gunner is good. He's got 8 points.
And for the Blue Jays, number one, Micah Asaki.
We got Bo Johnson, Boyk, Stratmon, Liebel on the floor here for
Micah Asaki. Check back in for Central Minnesota Christian.
Here's Dunning bouncing the ball, dribbling the ball right in front of us here against Bo Johnson. Gets it over to Roloff. Here's Asaki. Weberdink in the corner. The 6'7" sophomore goes in the paint, kicks it back out. Number 12, Tatius. He loses the ball to Bo Johnson, and Bo couldn't haul it in. And it went out of bounds.
Good effort there by Bo Johnson. Just couldn't keep the ball in bounds for the steal.
You listen to Section 3A North Boys Basketball Championship.
right here on Q92. Blue Jays inbound the ball. They're down 14-8. Dunnick in the paint. Spin move down low to roll up. Oh! Blocked by Grayson Boyk. What a block.
Great job by Grayson Boyk on the block there. The shot clock was running down for Central, and Boyk came up clutch with a big block.
Boyk, Blackjacks on offense. They lead 14-8. Gunnar Liebel looks inside, throws it all the way across the court to Stratmon. His shot is blocked, but it goes in the hands of Yamlin. Back to Carson. Here's Liebel, top of the key. Shot in the corner by Boyk. Off the rim, no good. And chased down by Tejas. And here come the Blue Jays with 9:50 to play in the first half. Weberding, still a ball stolen there by Boyk. Good defense there by Grayson Boyk, knocking the ball out of the hands of Weberding.
Ball went out of bounds, last touch by Boyk, so to stay with Central. Hasted checks in for Boyk, for Dawson Boyd.
9 minutes, 49 seconds to play here in the first half. What a first half it's been. Blackjack now a 14-8 lead. Oh, blocked by Stratton! Carson Stratton, monster block! The ball. Carson kicks it in the corner to Yamlin. Drew, the senior in the paint, puts it back to the basket. Now kicks it back out to Bo Johnson. Back to Yamlin, 14-8. Blackjack's lead. Kicks it in the corner. Here's Gunner for three. Good!
And we got a timeout called on the floor by Central Minnesota Christian.
Timeout on the floor after Gunner Liebel just scored his 11th point. It's 17-8. Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back after this.
Farming job, it's a way of the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropINS.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
Welcome back, everybody, to the RA facility in Marshall. What a first half. What a fun game to be broadcasting, Mitchell.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd's on the midst of a 10-2 run. It was 7-6. Now it's 17-8. Gunnar Liebel leading scorer for Dawson Boyd. He's got 11 points and two threes.
9 minutes, 16 seconds to play. The timeout's over by head coach Ted Tejas of the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays will bring it up the floor. Good defensive battle here by both teams so far in the first half. Into the game is Versteeg for the first time for the Blue Jays. Weberdink out at the top of the key. It goes by Yamlin. Yamlin got bumped.
Oh, they call a foul on Yamlin.
For the foul.
Be number two on Yamlin.
Boyk is going to come in for Drew, I think. Yep, Drew's coming out. Picked up. That was a questionable call.
Eli Gerdes checks in for Central Minnesota Christian. He'll replace Drew Dunnick.
Coach Corey Larson really talking to the referee. That's a, I thought it was a good defensive play by Drew, but the referee blew the whistle on him. So Drew's on the bench. Boyk back out on the floor. And a wide open shot and an easy basket there for Central Minnesota Christian. Jake Versteeg, who just came off the bench.
That was a great play there by Central. Versteeg passed it over to Osaki, and then he faked like he was going to do a screen and then cut to the basket, and he was open for a layup.
Blackjacks on offense, Bo Johnson. He was our player of the game on the other night in Morris in Montevideo. Gunner to Stratmon, Johnson baseline to Carson. Carson drives to the free throw line, puts up a jump shot. Good! Nice quick jumper there by Carson Stratmon.
That was a very nice mid-range jump shot there by Carson.
It's a 9-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Here's a three-pointer by Gerdes in the corner. Eli Gerdes. It's a three for Central Minnesota Christian.
I believe that's the first three-pointer for Central, and it came at a much-needed time.
Boy, is there a lot of people here in Marshall right now watching this game. Stratmon for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Weberding. Asher Weberding.
We get up the floor to Eli Gerdes. Another three. That's no good.
Oh, and he just missed it. The Blackjacks didn't hustle back. Here's Weberding for three.
Asher Weberding, the 6'7 sophomore, big three-pointer there, Mitchell.
Yep, that was back-to-back threes by Central, cut the lead from 9-3.
19-16, Dawson Boyd leading. Yamlin's on the bench with a little bit of foul trouble. Here's Bo Johnson for three. He missed it. And picked up there by Mike Osaki. Blue Jays down by 3 points. Dachis in the corner. Down to Versteeg. Versteeg cut off nicely there. And Bo Johnson steals the ball. Oh, what a play by Bo Johnson.
Great play there by Bo Johnson to save that ball from going out of bounds.
19-16, a three-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 6:58 to play here in the first half. Gunnar Liebel back to Boyd. Boyd puts the shot up. No, it won't go. Gets his rebound, and Weberding swats it out of bounds.
Drew Yamlin checks back in for Dawson Boyd, and then Logan Roloff. And Drew Dunnick checks it back in for Central Minnesota.
19-16, Blackjacks. 6:47 to go in the first half. A lot of noise here at the RE facility right now. Quick inbound pass to Haston. He scores! Jackson Haston. Nice assist there from the out of bounds.
Yeah, great play designed by Dawson Boyd out of the inbound and able to get Haston open for a wide open layup.
Dunning dribbling the ball outside the 3-point arc. Now down on the baseline there to Versteeg. Versteeg dribbles out in front of Coach Larson. They go down low, and referee's in my way. I can't see, and then they get it back out.
Shot clock's down to 10 for Central.
Here's a Osaki. Oh, blocked from behind by Boyk, and Boyk is not, I don't know if he's ill or Grayson not feeling well. And they're going to call, Corey's going to call a timeout. Grayson Boyk is going to come out of the game. I'm not sure what's the matter with Grayson.
I don't know, Carson Stratmore. Coming into the table, I believe he's going to replace Boyd.
We got a timeout on the floor, 21-16. Blackjacks with 6:07 to play. We'll be right back.
Do you love your fiber-fast internet from Farmers Mutual Telephone? We know you do, and we want to reward our customers for referring us to their friends and family. Farmers Mutual Telephone's Refer a Friend promotion is happening now through April 30th. Just refer a new customer, and we'll give you and your friend each a $50 credit on your bill. Plus, there's no limit on referrals. What are you waiting for? Call your friends, send that text, and start referring Farmers Mutual Telephone today. Get all the details on our website, farmerstel.net, or call our office at 320-568-2105. Farmers Mutual Telephone. Local commitment, global solutions.
Timeout by Coach Corey Larson. Blackjacks lead 21-16. So the question is, how's Grayson Boyk doing?
Yeah, Grayson Boyk, after the last defensive possession for Dawson, real slow walking up the court, and Dawson had to call a timeout, and Boyk immediately was replaced by Carson Stratmon.
Not sure if he's not feeling well, but he's on the bench. Boyk's on the bench. Blackjacks come back out.
Central's out in a little bit more of a press defense out of the timeout.
Under 6 minutes to go here in the first half, 21-16.
Shot clock is down to 10 for Dawson Boyd.
Gunner throws it inside to Haston. Back out to Gunner.
Shot clock at 5.
Gunner goes in, jump shot. No, Yamlin with the rebound. Pops it back out to Gunner.
Job by Yamlin getting in position there for the offensive rebound.
Yamlin will put up a 3. Missed it. Tipped up by Haston. And the ball falls in the hands of Johnson. Haston puts up a long shot. That won't go. And rebounded by the Blue Jays. Here's Weberding. Weberding going one-on-one with Yamlin. Cuts him off. Nice defense by Drew.
Yamlin with those two fouls for Dawson.
Yes, Osaki with the ball. Left wing to Dunning. Bo Johnson all over him. Now top of the key to Curtis. He puts up a shot off the rim. Good rebound there by Haston.
A great box out by Haston to get that rebound.
Perfect position there for Jackson. 21-16. Very low scoring first half here.
Yeah, very competitive defensive first half.
The winner plays for the section championship game Thursday. Right now the Blackjacks lead 21-16. Bo Johnson in the corner.
Shot clock's down to 10 again for Dawson Boyd.
Gunner goes to the basket. Double team. Back out to Bo. Bo for 3. Score! Johnson with a big three. Loses quickly down the floor, and they score. Boy, the Black Jacks didn't get back in time.
And now Central came out in a press defense, which led Dawson Boyd out to jump down transition.
Gunnar Lebo underneath, gets the loose ball, picks it up and puts it in. 13 points for Lebo. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Kick it out to Asaki. Inside. They go to number two, throw off,
and they block out of bounds by Jackson Hassett.
Boy, the Black Jacks have really had a number of
getting a lot of blocks.
Blue Jays inbound it underneath their own basket. They get in to Dunning.
And moving screen called on Logan Roloff.
Turnover there by the Blue Jays. So the Black Jacks get the ball, and Grayson Boyk's going to come back in. That's good to see.
Boyk comes in to replace Cole Johnson. Jake Versailles comes in to replace Logan Roloff for Central.
Grayson's not 100%. That's for sure. Just looking at him. 26-18, Black Jacks lead the Blue Jays. Here we go. Gunner will bring walk the ball up slowly across midcourt. This is a college court, longer than a high school gym. And the ball's tipped away, goes back to Grayson. Grayson, slam dunk! He's feeling good now.
A great play by Grayson Boyk. Ball was pulled loose. Dawson was able to corral it and got Boyk down low for the slam dunk.
How many slam dunks has Grayson had this year? Too many to count. 28-18. Asaki for three from the top of the key. No good rebound by Yamlin. 10-point lead for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. 3 minutes to go. Stratmon in the corner to Boyd. Quick pass under to Drew. Underhand pass to Hassett. Stratmon open for three. Goal!
And another timeout called by Central Minnesota Christian.
We'll take a commercial break. 2:55 to go before halftime. 31-18 Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at the Erie facility. Marshall, good first half here.
Yep, 31-18 Dawson Boyd. Big difference, the three-pointer really starting to fall for Dawson Boyd. I think they have got three or four three-pointers, and then Central, I believe, only has about one. So that's one of the big differences in the game, is just the three-point shooting for Dawson Boyd.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Ted Tejas. 31-18 Blackjacks, 2:55 to go. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up shortly. Blue Jays, Drew Dunning. Being with the ball, the Weberding from way out. Oh, he hits a monster three.
That was a big three-pointer for Central Minnesota Christian. Cuts the lead to 10, 31-21.
The 6'7 sophomore. That was NBA range, excuse me. NBA range. They go down to Yalman. Double team. Underhand to Hassett. Back out. Stratmon for three. Oh, yes, another one!
Great job by Dawson Boyd answering back with a three-pointer of their own.
Back-to-back threes by Carson Stratmon. 34-21. Blackjack kind of opening it up here a little bit. Good run before half. They go down low to Roloff. He missed the shot. Rebounded by Yamlin.
No, Boyd came over to help on defense there. I think that might have impacted the shot for Roloff there.
Grayson's going to bring the ball up the floor. 34-21, Dawson Boyd. Gunnar Lebel goes to the basket. Jump shot, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Dunning. Blue Jays quickly up the floor. 1:40 on the clock. Weberding. Oh, where he hit his three-pointer from. Now pass it over to Dunning. In the corner, they go to Eli Gerdes. He puts a shot up. Blocked by Stratmon, and Stratmon is called for a foul. And Carson can't believe it.
Ruled that they got him on the arm during the shot. Eli Gerdes was fine. That was the first foul on Stratmon for Dawson Boyd.
A lot of Dawson Boyd students here. And Gerdes missed the free throw. Gerdes is looking at about a couple hundred Dawson Boyd students, I think, at the end of the basket there.
Yep, all trying to distract him during his free throw.
Second free throw coming by the sophomore, Curtis. On its way, and that's good. 6 points for Eli Gurdis. 34-22. See who's going to finish strong here before halftime. Yamlin. Oh, he's fouled. Drew is dribbling the ball. Who fouled him there, Curtis?
Looks like Eli Gurdis picked up his first foul.
Eli Gurdis. His first foul.
Minute 20 to go before halftime. Paul Ramo, Mitchell, Silty here. We are right at the 50-yard line here, right at midcourt. Great, great spot to call a game. Blackjacks inbound it. They get it to Boyk at the top of the key. Blackjacks have a 34-22 lead. Oh, it's almost tipped away by Dunnick, but Halstead runs it down. Down low to Yamlin. Shot missed. Gets his rebound. That won't go. Still loose in the paint. And Halstead gets the ball, and he's fouled.
Great job by Dawson Boyd there attacking the offensive glass. That'll send Jackson Hasted to the free throw line. That's Dunnick with the foul. That'll be his first.
Good hustle there by Yamlin and Hasted. Fighting for that rebound. Hasted's at the line. Jackson's free throw is no good. Jackson has a field goal here in the first half for Dawson Boyd.
Also has three rebounds for Dawson.
That's the second free throw is nothing but net for Jackson. So here we go. We're under a minute. 35-22 Blackjacks. Here come the Blue Jays. Roloff's dribbling the ball right by us here to Sonny. At the top of the key between the legs. Now he's looking for an opening. Can't out to Wieberding. Wieberding for three, and he missed and he airballed that one.
And it'll go out of bounds. Possession will go over to Dawson.
41 ticks left. And here comes Gunner. He just slowly walks the ball up the floor. A little difference in the shot clock, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, about a 5 second difference, 5.5 second difference.
Gunner's looking over here. He's just out at midcourt dribbling the ball. Listening to Coach Larson.
Shot clock is down to 10 now for Dawson Boyd. 15 seconds to go in the first half.
And here they go. 5 seconds. Gunner goes to the basket. Yamlin from the free throw line puts up a shot. No good. Blake with the rebound. Put back. Good. Grayson Blake. There's 2 seconds to go.
The ball got knocked away after the shot. So a bunch of time ran out.
Now, the Blue Jays inbound with the ball. Blackjacks are saying it's their ball. And let's see what happened here. What do you think? Blue Jays inbound it with 2 seconds to go. Half-court shot by Dunnick, and it hit the backboard. And we're going to halftime. The Blackjacks lead 37-22 at the half. Your thoughts on that first half?
It was a very defensive first half, and then Dawson Boyd able to go on a bit of a run to close out the first half. They have their largest lead at 15 now.
All right, we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report right after this.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
For all your building needs at your Homeown Independent Lumberyard, Sather, Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply, all your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
A I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to the RA facility here in Marshall. Your halftime score, the Blackjacks 37, Central Minnesota Christian 22 in the Section 3A North Championship game. Mitchell.
Yeah, it's been a very defensive first half for the most part, and then Dawson Boyd able to get the scoring going. They really have the three-pointer falling for them, and then Central's just hanging around a little bit, but the lead's starting to slip away from them.
All right. All right, we have a special guest here on our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Good friend of mine, Tom Elliott from the West Central Tribune, the Wilmer newspaper. Thing. We're sitting next to each other. We just as well have a headset, Tom.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, might as well let me blab a little bit.
Tom and I kind of go way back, don't we, Tom?
10+ years?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Covering stuff.
Yep. Tom, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Tom. You've been around a while.
Worked in at the St. Cloud Times for 34 years. I went to California, and I call that my 3.5-year coma. Came back, and then I've been in Wilmer for about over 5 years now.
Yep.
And having a ball, get to do what I love to do.
That's right. We both love to do it. We're sitting next to each other. Can't get a better seat than here, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what's fun about having the media credentials and stuff. We get the best seats.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that first half. What's your thoughts on the Blackjacks?
I thought they looked really sharp. A little tentative for the first minute or two, but normal, a little jittery, and obvious favorites. They got the target on their backs.
Yep.
And then they did what they do. They're a little bit more experienced, a little stronger, very well-coached CMCS team.
Yep.
Very young, one senior, Drew Dunnick, and the rest of them are
coming back.
Yeah, but they actually can match a little bit with Dawson Boyd. They got Asher Weaverdick, who's a really strong, good-looking kid.
Yeah.
And one of the keys was, as you pointed out before we went on air, Drew Homlin got two fouls right away. That could keep it close if he gets into more foul trouble.
Yep.
And something's up with Roy Grayson. I'm guessing he's not feeling 100%.
Yeah, that's what Mitchell and I said. We kind of gathered that. We haven't got official word on that. Here comes his dad. He just doesn't look 100%.
Yeah, he had 8 points.
Yep.
I don't know what Mitchell's got for rebounds, but he had a few.
Yep.
I got him for three rebounds so far in the first half.
Yeah, so which is below his average.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But still, 8 points, three rebounds. I'm taking that half.
Yep.
Nine times out of ten.
Right.
So CMCS has got to take care of that ball a little bit better.
Yep.
And, try to get those big guys in foul trouble because that's a great equalizer if one or both of them aren't on the floor.
Yep. All right. Well, Tom, you've been a sports writer for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you like about your job, Tom, at the West Central Tribune?
It's gotten to the point where, I don't even know what I would do. I've been actually getting paid to do this since I was 17 years old. And I'm 60, I'm about to be 64.
Yep.
So if you do the math, that's a long time. I have no clue. I don't think I could do anything else, to be quite honest. Love the excitement. High school kids bring me joy and give me energy. I'm an old guy. Sometimes it's a little hard getting out of bed. I don't have to tell that to a radio guy.
That's right.
But I love that aspect of it. I love the big crowds, great support. Dawson Boyd is here.
Yeah, the whole county's here, I think.
Yeah, and CMCS has a nice showing. Student section's very supportive.
Yep.
The atmosphere beats nothing I can think of in all my years of doing this.
That's right. And then the next Thursday is the championship game, and it just gets better.
Yeah.
The farther you go.
And we're already talking because we cover a large, well, you do too, but we cover a large regional area. we got girls basketball going on next week. We've got McCray, the Wolverines, and we've got also Minnewasa. Way out of your world. Yeah, Minnewasa.
Yep.
But, yeah, so we're going to be pretty darn busy next week.
Yep.
So we're trying to figure out how to be everywhere.
You're always busy. Tom, I read your articles, and Joe Brown and Michael, and I read you guys every day. You do a great job at the Tribune.
Well, Paul, I appreciate that very much. I got to tell you.
Yep.
The wonders of the internet, one of the things I love about it, if I'm in the office, I'm finding a ball game somewhere on the radio,
yeah.
And you're one of the guys we always go to.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, sir.
Who's the guy sitting next to you?
You know, Joe Brown, my sidekick, the smarter half of the old guys. We also have Michael Lyon, who does a great job. Michael's just out of college, a couple years out.
Yep.
And we do it all. We get along really well, and they're all really good.
Right.
And that makes me look better because I'm the boss, you know. So.
Yeah, that's right. Tom, thanks for joining us on the Halftime Show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it, too.
You bet. You guys do a great job at the West Central Tribune. All right, Mitchell, what do you got for stats there?
So for rebounding, I got Dawson Boyd out rebounding Central Minnesota Christian 17-12. Leading rebounder for Dawson Boyd is Drew Yamlin with 7. Leading rebounder for Central Minnesota Christian, I got 2 of them with 3 rebounds, and Micah Osaki and Drew Dunnick. For free throws, Dawson Boyd, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Central Minnesota Christian, 1 of 2. And then for points in the paint, Central Minnesota Christian with 12, Dawson Boyd with 18.
Leading the Blackjacks in scoring, Gunnar Liebel with 13. And kind of balanced scoring for the Blue Jays, Asher Wieberding with 6 points, Gertis with 6. They lead the Blue Jays in scoring there, so good first half.
Yeah, very good first half for both teams, and it'll be interesting to see what Central Minnesota Christian tries to do to get back into this basketball game.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. That ends the Accessories Halftime Report, and we'll be back in a minute or so with the start of the second half right after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Soybean farmers feed more than just humans. Rest assured, the meat you eat is fed quality soybean meal, which is high in protein and energy. 48% of soybean meal is fed to poultry, 26% to swine, and 12% to beef cattle. Animal feed is just one use that demonstrates even more ways to put soybeans to use. This message is brought to you by the Lockapaw County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, we're back. We're back here in Wilmer.
We're back in the RA facility in Marshall. Your score coming out of halftime, Dawson Boyd 37, Central Minnesota Christian 22.
All right, all 5 starters out there. Once again, I just can't get over the amount of people that are here in this. This is, I don't know what this place holds, but, you know, a couple thousand, 3,000, 4,000, maybe more than that. But Dawson Boyd, they're sitting behind us, and they are, I mean, there's everyone's here, I think, Mitchell.
Yep, and Central Minnesota Christian will get the ball to start the second half.
All right, here we go. Folks, who's going to play in the Section 3A Championship third tonight against either Hills, Beaver Creek, or Murray County Central? Here we go. The Blue Jays get the possession and start the second half. They go down low, and laying it up and in is Eli Gertis.
Great backdoor cut there by Gertis. Way to get the scoring started for Central Minnesota Christian here in the second half. On the ball, poked out of bounds by Eli Gertis, guarding Gunnar Liebel.
What that? Oh, okay. He just okay. Now Blackjacks will inbound it. They get it into Stratmode. Stratmode drives baseline, and he ran out of room. No, it was knocked out of bounds by a Blue Jay.
That was great defense by Mike Osaki. He saw Carson running along the baseline, trapped him underneath the basket, and ball went out. Was poked out of bounds by Central Minnesota Christian.
Gunner inbounds it to Boyk in the right wing. Grayson drives. Kicks it over to Stratmone. Stratmone hit, knocked down a couple three-pointers in the first half. Here's Liebel in the paint. Halstead, Boyk wide open for three. It's good.
That's a great start for Dawson Boyd coming out of halftime. Three-pointer staying hot.
And the lead is 40-24 to start the second half after that three-pointer by Grayson Voigt.
I believe 16 largest lead for Dawson Voigt here.
Here's the Blue Jays, top of the key. Curtis. Oh, he lost the ball. Gets it back at midcourt. Good poke there by Stratmon.
Shot clock's down to 10 now. Oh.
Asaki stepped out of bounds.
That'll turn the ball over to Dawson Voigt.
Mike Asaki caught the ball right in front of his own bench, but his back foot was on the out-of-bounds line. So a turnover there by the Blue Jays. Here come the Blackjacks with their 40-24 lead. Gunner, Liebel. I want to thank everyone listening online on KOQPFM.com and over the air at 92.1 FM.
Both teams out in man-to-man defense again to start second half.
Yaman, spin move in the paint, kicks it out to Gunner for three. Swing!
Gunner stays hot from behind the three-point line. I think that's the third three-pointer for him.
Yep, 16 points for Gunner Liebel. Asaki loses the ball in the point stand. Here goes Liebel, the junior, or right wing to Grayson. Grayson's going to drive to the basket. Underneath, drops it off to Aston. Easy basket for Jackson.
And that'll push the lead to 21 now for Dawson Voigt.
45-24. Dunning in the paint. Jump shot blocked by Aston. Voigt up to Gunner. And Gunner collides with Asaki. And Micah helps him up off the floor. Football pass there from Voigt.
Yep, it's only about the second or third time we've seen Dawson. They haven't gotten out in transition as much as we are accustomed to seeing them do, but they've done a great job in the half court of operating their offense.
Good point there, Mitchell. They have not run the floor like we've seen in the past. Blackjacks inbound to Yamlin, dishes it off to Halfstead. He's fouled. Jackson will go to the free throw line.
He's the second trip of the night for Halfstead at the free throw line. He was 1-2 in his first.
45-24. And Jackson Halfstead wearing number 12 at the free throw line. His free throw's up and good. 6 points for Halfstead. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Marshall this afternoon. Second free throw by Halfstead is good.
Halfstead two at the free throw line there for Dawson, make it 47-24.
Well, the Blue Jays can't dig themselves too big of a hole. See what they do here.
That's a 10-2 run for Dawson to start the second half.
Blue Jays with the ball. Tatius over to Rojas. Here's Weberdink at the free throw line. Nice defense by Yamlin on Weberdink.
Foul called on Carson Stratmon, I believe.
There's going to be actually four games played here, four semi-section game, championship games played here in Marshall today. 2:30, Hills Beaver Creek will take on Murray County Central in the south half of Section 3A. Inbound pass by the Blue Jays. They kick it in the corner to Rojas. Asaki, top of the key.
Shot clock's down to 10 now for Central.
No travel called there.
Shot clock at 5.
Asaki. Oh, Liebel!
Reaching foul called there on Gunner Liebel. That'll be his first.
Hills Beaver Creek ball players are here watching the game.
Foul of the half.
I keep looking back here and see this Dawson Voigt crowd. Tremendous crowd here by the Blackjack fans here tonight, this afternoon. 47-24 Dawson Voigt. Asaki in the corner for three. Swish. Micah Asaki, that's his first point of the game, Mitchell.
Yeah, that's a very big three-pointer for Central. They need to knock down a couple more of those to get back into this game.
20-point lead for the Blackjack. Voigt, top of the key to Gunner. Stratmon, Halfstead lobs it into Yamlin underneath, back out to Halfstead. Jackson in the paint, turnaround one hand shot. Good shot there by Halfstead.
Great job by Halfstead, driving into the lane, using the spin move to spin away from the basket and hit a nice right-handed hook shot.
Halfstead beat defending there, Dunning. One of their better players. Oh, nice pass to Asaki, easy basket.
Micah Asaki. 5 quick points there with a 3-pointer, too, for Asaki. Oh, quick pass down to Boyk. Boyk goes up, blocked.
Logan Roloff. Great block by Logan Roloff there. Eli Grudas will check in. He'll replace Carter Tatius for Central Minnesota Christian.
Blackjacks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Inbound it to Yamlin. Yamlin, left-handed shot. No good. Rebounded by Weberding. Here come the Blue Jays down 49-29. Oh, 13:48 to play in the ball game.
And ball the Blue goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dawson Boyd.
Double-A semi-champ North Championship. Montevideo will be taking on Moorhawk tonight here in Marshall. Oh, alley-oop to... Oh, Donnick with the out-of-bounds. Alley-oop to Micah Asaki. That was pretty.
Trim the lead down to 18.
Yamlin going against Weberding, kicks it out to Boyk, Brayson, to Gunner. Gunner crossover dribble, goes to the basket, puts up a short jumper, kisses it off the glass. Nice. Gunner Liebel.
Nice job by Gunner Liebel to use the glass there.
Oh, they go down low to Eli Grudas, and Grudas is fouled.
Send Eli Grudas to the free throw line. He's one of two at the free throw line for Central.
That's a young Blue Jay team, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, only one senior. That's Drew Dunnick.
Free throw is good by Grudas.
Bo Johnson checks in to replace Jackson Hasted.
Nice job by Hasted so far. 9 points for Jackson, but his defense on Dunning has been fantastic today. Second free throw by Eli Grudas. And it hits the rim, no good. Rebounded by Boyk. Boyk will bring the ball up the floor over half court. Grayson pulls it back out, kicks it into Bo Johnson. Johnson, the gunner, baseline. Stratton dribbles it back out. Look at the offense. Look at the speed the Blackjacks are passing the ball.
Very few dribbles being used by Dawson Boyd. Good job running around.
Stratmon for three in the corner, and it's good!
Carson Stratmon's been real big for Dawson Boyd.
Oh, he got
back on defense and forces the turnover.
Wow, good heads up on both ends, offensively and defensively, by Stratmon. Yamlin goes to the basket and scores.
That makes it 56-32 now.
That's all the fourth point for Yamlin. Dunning explodes for a layup. Man, he went to the basket hard. Found an opening, Drew Dunning did. And you get that opening to go to the basket, he's going to make a layup.
Carson Stratmon, how many threes has he knocked down? I think he's got three or four of them for Dawson Boyd.
Three. He's got 11 points, 3 3-pointers. 56-34, Dawson Boyd. Section 3A North Championship here in Marshall this afternoon. Yamlin, spin move, goes blocked by Weberdink, but Weberdink's going to be whistled for a foul on Yamlin.
Good thing for Dawson Boyd. Drew Yamlin held only to 4 points. He got into foul trouble with two fouls in the first half, but Carson Stratmon able to pick it up for Dawson, give him 11 points. First free throw was no good for Drew Yamlin. Hasted comes in for Carson Stratmon.
Hasted back on the floor then. 9 points for Jackson here in the game. Here's the free throw by Yamlin. No good. Rebound by Hasted. And the Blackjacks keep the possession. Look at Gunner go to the basket. Missed the shot. Then he's fouled. I didn't hear the whistle.
Foul was on Asher Weberding. That'll be his second.
I thought Boyk was going to slam dunk that one again.
I thought he was going to get a putback dunk.
Here's a free throw by Gunner. And up the point, that's 19. He can hit 20 with his second free throw here.
Liebel at the line now, shooting his second free throw attempt. That's no good. Rebounded by Yamlin. And his putback is good.
Drew Yamlin with a left-handed putback.
6 points for Yamlin. And it's 59-34, Dawson Boyd. Blue Jays go baseline with Gurdes. Nice defense by Hassett again. Got in the way of Gurdes.
Big rebound there by Boyd for Dawson Boyd.
Boyd, spin move on Weberdick, uses left hand, missed the shot, gets his own rebound in the corner. Here's Gunner. Gunner over to Yamlin. Drew looking down low to Boyd. Boyd's shot left handed by Boyd, and he scores.
Nice job by Boyd, stealing his defender underneath the basket, able to rise up and get an easy hook shot.
And now Coach Ted Page is calling a timeout. Timeout by Central Minnesota Christian. 61-34 with 10:56 to play in the ballgame. Blackjacks with the lead. You're listening to Section 3A North Championship game right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here courtside at the RA facility here in Marshall. Thanks for tuning in today for Dawson Boyd Blackjack basketball. The Blackjacks lead 61-34, Mitchell.
Yep, Dawson Boyd really taken over in this second half so far. They've scored 24 points, only 12 points scored for Central Minnesota Christian here so far in the second half.
I tell you what, I'm impressed with Haskins' defense here. And Stratmon dropping some threes. Here we go. Timeout's over by Coach Ted Tatius. The Blue Jays inbound the ball to Weberdink. And Weberdink goes to the basket. Blocked by Boyd.
And I think they called a foul on Boyd.
Boy, that's a battle between Weberdink, the sophomore, and Boyd, the senior.
Both first foul on Boyd.
Both, what, 6'7", 6'8"? It's fun to watch those two battle it out here today. Weberdink's free throw is good. It gives him 7 points.
First trip to the free throw line today for Asher Weberdink.
I take it with Brace's body language and smile, he didn't think that was a foul. And second free throw by Weberdink is good. Gives him 8 for the day.
61-36, Blackjacks. 10:40 to play.
Here's Bo Johnson. Hasted lobs it underneath to Boyd. Boyd kicks it out to... Here's Yamlin. They switch it to Bo Johnson the other side. Boyd, top of the key. To Hasted. Hasted. Back to Boyd on the baseline.
Shot clock's under 10.
Oh, deep in the corner for Bo Johnson. Missed the shot. The three-pointer goes into the hands of Drew Dunning. Here's Drew Dunning. His team's down 61-36. Into Micah Asaki. Asaki throws a shot up. No good. Rebound roll up. No good. Rebound at Yamlin. Yamlin football pass down to Gunner. Gunner wide open. Bo Johnson. Wow. There's your transition.
Great job by Dawson Boyd. I haven't seen him do it a lot, but they convert when they do. And that's Bo Johnson doing a great job hustling back on offense.
Weberdink, low shot, up, no good, another foul on Boyk, I think.
That'll be his second.
Boy, that's the last transition. I don't think the ball hit the floor, did it? It was like two or three passes and the ball was in the basket.
Nope, very good ball movement by Dawson Boyd there.
Weberdink's free throw is good. 9 points, he leads the Blue Jays in scoring. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Yamlin in the corner. Drew chases it down. And now Drew just walked the ball up the floor. Under 10 minutes to play. And Drew kicks it in the corner and goes right through the hands of Bo Johnson. Out of bounds.
Tough turnover there for Dawson Boyd. Drew Yamlin not scoring a lot, but he's given Dawson Boyd 10 rebounds.
63-37, Dawson Boyd. 8 o'clock. And, oh, Gunner swats the ball away. Goes right in the hands of Gertis. Down low to Weberdink, scores. And 11 points, and the sock, he fell down. What happened? Did he slip?
I'm not sure, but they're Carter Tatius checking in to replace Asaki.
Mike Asaki just kind of I think he slipped right in front of his bench there.
That timeout was called by Dawson Boyd.
All right, we've got a timeout of full. It's a full timeout with 9:08 to play. It's the Blackjack 63, Central Minnesota Christian 39. We'll be back right after this.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here in Marshall on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Should be outside enjoying the weather, but I'd rather be in here enjoying a blackjack basketball game.
Hard to resist playoff basketball.
Either high school or college, right, Mitchell?
Absolutely.
Well, the Blackjacks have kind of taken control here since halftime, haven't they?
Yep, they've outscored Central Minnesota Christian 26-17 here in the second half so far.
Full timeout's over by Coach Larson. 9 minutes to go. 9 minutes right now here in the ball game. 63-39, Dawson Boyd. Hasted with the ball. Kicks it in the corner to Yamlin. Back to Gunner. Gunner going to drive to the basket. Pulls up, and he's wanted to hit Hasted breaking to the basket, but he threw it behind him out of bounds.
I think Lebo thought Hasted was going to stay in the corner, and Hasted decided to cut towards the basket. But as the pass went out of bounds, turn over to Central.
Here come the Blue Jays, Drew Dunning. Once again, he's the only senior on this Blue Jay team. Dunning gets the ball in the left wing, bounces it into Weberding. Weberding going one-on-one with Boyk. He'll throw up a shot, no good. Rebound by Yamlin, and he loses the ball to Roloff, and Roloff scores.
Now Central only down 63-41, 22-point game, 8 minutes and 15 seconds to play.
Boy, looking for some help to throw the ball to. Now Doug's the strat cone. Down low to Yamlin. Here's Hasted. Hasted with a kind of a hook shot, and Hasted scores his 11th point in the game.
Great drive there by Hasted.
Dunning kicks it in the corner. Hold up. Now Roloff. Blue Jays going to have to score quick and often here to get back in the game with 7:45 to play.
Asher Weberding's had the hot hand so far the last couple minutes for Central Minnesota Christian.
And Label knocks the ball out of bounds, and the Blue Jays will keep the basketball.
10 seconds left on the shot clock for Central.
Blue Jays number 12. Looks like Bo Johnson is going to come in for Boyd. As I mentioned, I'm not sure if Grayson's not feeling well today, but he's walking right in front of us here. And for him today, we'll see. And he comes out of the game. Blue Jays inbound it, and Roloff goes to the basket, rebounded by Stratmoen.
Great job by Stratmoen, going up to high points that rebound.
Here's Yamlin. Over to Gunner. Gunner, top of the key, looking for Hasted. Hasted with it now, and Hasted back to Gunner, almost threw it out of bounds. Gunner, lucky he caught the ball there. He goes in the paint, puts up a shot, no good. Hasted with the rebound, and he's blocked from behind by Roloff, and the ball goes out of bounds, and the Blackjacks will keep the ball.
Versteeg and Asaki check in for Central Minnesota Christian. They replace Gritis and Roloff.
65-41 is your score. Halftime score is 37-22, Blackjack. Blackjack's inbounded.
crowd's been kind of quiet here in the second half. Had a lot of noise in the first half. Liebel to Yamlin. Traveled.
Turnover for Dawson. Boyd sends it over to Central.
Traveling call on Drew Yamlin. So the Blue Jays, time's running out on the Blue Jays. 6:54 to go in this ball game here in Marshall this afternoon. 65-41, Dawson Boyd. Dunning being guarded by Bo Johnson. The Weberdink at the top of the key. Yamlin starting Weberdink now with Blake on the bench. Stratmo got a hand on it, steals it. Carson goes in, scores. He's fouled!
Great play made by Carson Stratmo.
That might be our play of the game there. Our A-plus drop in the play of the game. A steal by Stratmon and the layup, and he's fouled.
Carter Tate just picking up the foul for Central. Boyd chips in for Bo Johnson.
Bro, little did I know. I thought that was it for Brayson, but he's back on the floor. 67-41. Carson Stratmon at the line. Three throws up, no good. And rebounded there by Halstead. Hasted with a nice rebound. The Blackjacks keep the ball.
Hasted has six rebounds now for Dawson.
Down low to Gunner. Gunner scores. 21 points for Gunner Liebel. He leads the Blackjacks in scoring. 13 for Stratmone. 13 for Boyd.
That'll open up the largest lead of the game for Dawson. 69-41.
Long three-pointer by Dunning. No good. Rebounded by Hasted again. Quick pass to Gunner. He's in for the layup. 23 points for Gunner Liebel on a beautiful fast break by Dawson Boyd. They're off and running right now.
And a timeout called by Central Minnesota Christian.
71-41 Blackjack with a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break and be right back after this.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
And we're back at the RA facility in Marshall. Your score coming out of the timeout, Dawson Boyd, 71, Central Minnesota Christian, 41.
All right, sure. The first half was back and forth a little bit. A lot of things going on, but the second half, it's just all Blackjacks, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yep, Dawson Boyd outscoring Central Minnesota Christian, 34-19, ever since out of the halftime.
The Section 3A South Championship starts at 2:30. We'll not be broadcasting that game. Hills Beaver Creek will be taking on Murray County Central at 2:30.
The one seed, Hills Beaver Creek, versus the six seed, Murray County Central.
Blue Jays inbound the ball. Down 71-41. Weberding. You know, it's kind of a quiet big lead. Oh, nice dish off there. The roll off. He scores up quietly, in my opinion, anyway.
Yep, hasn't really been flashy. Just hard-nosed basketball. Going to work down low in the paint. They've knocked down their threes when they shot them and just quietly blossomed into a 30-point lead.
Yep. Wake just tried to throw a bullet of a pass to Yamlin, but Blue Jay got a hand on it, knocked out of the bounds. So now Dawson Boyd inbounds it. Is it the Gunner at the top of the key? Halstead wide open for a three. He hits it.
It's a long two-pointer. They ruled it.
Oh, just a two-pointer? No way. Give him the three. 13 for Halstead. They go down low. And that's Curtis with a close-in shot. He missed it. And Coach Tatius is going to put in his JV here in the last 5 minutes of the game. Quake brings it up over to Gunner. 73-43.
Dawson doing a good job using up most of the shot clock.
Boy, all of a sudden this RE facility got really quiet with all these people here. It wasn't quiet in the first half, was it, Mitchell?
No, it was really loud.
Oh, yes! Oh, my gosh!
That'll wake them back up. Boyd with a monster one-handed slam drive into the rim.
Woo! Doggy!
Grayson, boy, he left from the free throw line and slammed that baby. Wow. That was mighty impressive. I wish I could do that. And Yaman steals the ball, gets it up to Liebel. Liebel's going to go in with a slam dunk himself. It's showtime, folks. The Blackjacks, 77-43. My goodness. Blue Jays down low. Here's Asaki for three. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Stratmon. Stratmon up to with the ball. Full court press put on.
And Central does a timeout to get substitutions out onto the floor.
And the five starters for the Blue Jays are coming off the floor.
Yamlund and Boyd check out. Gunnar Olsen and Kate Solom check in. Caleb Asaki, Landon Tatius, Gardner Tatius, Jake Ristave check in for Central Minnesota Christian. Drew Dunnick, the only senior, he'll stay out on the floor for Central.
3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Clock is not going to stop. Running time now. Blackjacks with the ball. Gunnar Liebel. Blackjacks lead 77-43. Gunnar Olsen down low. Scores! Gunnar Olsen.
Shot by Gunnar Olsen using the pump fake. Got Drew Dunnick in the air, and he's able to go up and under for first points of the game for Gunnar Olsen.
Here's Saki going to the basket. Blocked by Gunnar Olsen. Olsen with a nice block.
Great play there by Gunnar Olsen coming over on help defense to get the block.
Here's Jackson Hastig. Kicks it out to Solom. To Gunnar Liebel at top of the key. To Olsen on the baseline. Under 3 minutes to play. Gunner with the ball. Hastead. Jackson looks inside, nothing there, and he'll take it himself. Now try to dish it off, but it's tipped away. And Hastead gets it back. And Stratmon can't take the ball, and it goes out of bounds. And that will be it for the Blackjack starters. Stratmon, Liebel, Hastead come out of the game.
Mason Bothoon, Colton Bothoon, and Ace Larson will check in for Dawson Boyd. And Eli Gertis will check in to give Drew Dunnick a send-off for being the only senior on Central Minnesota roster.
And he just gets a big hug from his head coach, Ted Tatius. A lot of basketball played there for Drew Dunnick as he comes off the floor for the last time for as a Blue Jay. 2 minutes to play. Weberdink loses the ball to Gunnar Olsen. And here we go, the Blackjack.
Colton Boston
goes in for the layup.
Nice drive by Colton, finishing through contact.
1:49 on the clock. 81-43. Blue Jays underneath. The shot put up and in by Jake Persky. That's his fourth point of the game. Well, and we'll be back here Thursday, it looks like, Mitchell, for the Section 3A championship game. Solom with the ball. Over to Ace Larson. Here's number four, Boffin. Mason.
Had it knocked off his leg and goes out of bounds. Possession will go over to Central Minnesota Christian. Landon Keeman checking in for Dawson Boyd to replace Ace Larson.
Yeah, Ace got a couple trips up. Larson got a couple trips up and down the floor, didn't he? Landon Keeman in for the Blackjacks.
We were down under a minute.
Here we go. Asaki drives to the basket. Number 20 lays it up and in with a flip of his wrist.
Nice floater by Caleb Asaki there in the lane.
Solom gets a screen from Olsen. Here's Keeneman. Keeman down to the right wing to Mason Boffin. Olsen. 35 seconds to play. And Olsen for three. And off the back iron. Rebound by Boffin. Solom. Here's Keeman. Keeman dribbles to the free throw line. Mason Boffin, 20 seconds left. And a nice move there by Boffin. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Tatius.
And we're down to 10 seconds left. Central get across half court.
And they're just going to hold it out there. And this is going to be your final score. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks defeat Central Minnesota Christian 81-47 is your final. Wow, huh?
Another great performance by Dawson Boyd, and they got their averages. They average 82 points per game on offense. They got 81 today. They give up 49 points per game on defense. They gave up 47.
Wow. Well, we'll take a break here. They're going to have a short award ceremony, and we'll come back with a Neon Needles Subway postgame show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent West Minnesota at the sports teams and academic activities. The best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and at Appleton Area Health, we want to make sure you're taking the steps to stay healthy. A simple screening could save your life. Colon cancer doesn't give a heads up, but a quick screening does. If you're over the age of 45, now is the perfect time to make your appointment. And don't worry, we've got you covered. Call Appleton Area Health for your colorectal cancer screening, because your health is worth it.
The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. Dr. Carlson and Dr. Gang are experienced, knowledgeable, and prepared to meet your expectations. Give Appleton Dental Care a call today at 320-289-2241 to schedule an appointment. They look forward to hearing from you.
As a parent, you want the best for your kids. It's vital that you give them a good foundation. At United Prairie Bank, we want to give the child in your life a head start on building a bright financial future, which is why we created a new Future Saver Youth Savings Account. When you open one of United Prairie's youth savings accounts, you're helping your kids develop good money habits as they start saving for their future. At United Prairie Bank, we'll help you and your children get there. Member FDIC.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Me on Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles Subway post-game show. Paul Ramo here, along with Mitchell Silty. Your final score, Dawson Boyd 81, Central Minnesota Christian 47, and the Blackjack will play for the section championship on Thursday.
Yep, the Dawson Boyd really just played their game for the whole afternoon here. They average 82 and 49. For offense and defensive points per game, and they scored 81 today, gave up 47. They didn't get out and transition as much as we are accustomed, but they really operated well in the half court. Started to get out and transition a little bit more later in the game. Boyk and Lebo had key dunks for Dawson Boyd down the stretch, and it was really just a great performance by Dawson Boyd.
All right, let's go through the scoring for Central Minnesota Christian. Mike Asati ends with 7 points. Logan Roloffs with 8. Drew Dunning with 6. Asher Weberdink with 11. Jake Versteeg with 4. Caleb Asaki with 2. Eli Gertis with 9. For the Blackjacks, Coach Corey, before we do the Blackjacks scoring, Coach Corey Larson's out there giving their blue medals, blue ribbons to the Blackjacks, and they're shortly going to. You're going to hear a roar from the crowd, the Dawson Boyd fans sitting behind us. The Blackjacks will receive their plaque, their Section 3A North Championship plaque, and they should be facing us right in front here, and we'll get a good view of that, Mitchell.
Yep, should be exciting to see. Should be a very loud reaction from the Dawson Boyd fans.
Assistant Coach Dustin Yomlin getting his medal, and a hug from Coach Corey Larson. And Kiefer Stratton is coming up too and gets his medal, and Corey will get one himself, and then I think they got a plaque. I don't see a plaque out there. I'll come.
Maybe they just
do the medal.
Maybe just do the medals for subsection, and then you get the plaque for the section.
Right. Yeah, there's no plaque. What in the world?
The Section 3 championship game next Thursday, March 13th.
All right.
Well,
no plaque. The boys don't get to celebrate and jump up and down with a plaque. That's crazy. I've never seen that before. Anyway. All right, if you could get Jackson Haskins' attention after pictures. I got Gunnar Lebel leading the Blackjacks and scoring with 25. Bo Johnson with 5, Carson Stratmon with 13, Brayson Boyk with 15, Drew Yomlin with 6 points, Jackson Haston with 13 points, Gunnar Olson with 2. And our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, Mitchell?
Player of the Game, we're going to give it to Jackson Haston for Dawson Boyd. What'd you say he had for
13 points.
He had 13 points. I got him for 7 rebounds. He played a great defense all day. Was really a good presence on the floor for Dawson Boyd, and that's why we're going to give Jackson Haskett Player of the Game.
Yeah, he played fantastic, he did, that's for sure. And let's go our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. And I'm going to do 2.
Okay.
Can I do 2, Mitchell?
Yep, you can do 2.
I thought Carson Stratmon steal at midcourt here and layup. Went in for a layup, got fouled. That was huge there in the second half. And then the one that brought the crowd was
Boyk's dunk.
He left from the free throw line, folks. He left from the free throw line, and he slammed it in. So that's our A-plus cooperative play of the game. And our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game, Jackson Haston from the Blackjacks. So tell our listeners, where the Blackjacks, what are they going to do next?
So next week on Thursday night, they'll be back here in Marshall at the RA facility. They'll play the winner of the next game
here for here in Marshall between the and for the South Championship in Section 3A. The one seed Hills Beaver Creek will play the six seed Murray County Central coming up next year. The winner will play Dawson Boyd in the Section Championship on Thursday night. Then on Thursday at 8 o'clock, the Section 3 AA game will be played, the early game from Marshall on Thursday. And now we are joined by today's player of the game, Jackson Hastett.
Hi, Jackson. Congratulations. Hey.
Thank you.
Good job. You played awesome today.
Yeah.
Talk about the win there.
Well, we just needed to come out strong, play hard, get rebounds.
Get rebounds. You played hard. Yeah, you had the duty of guarding Dunning, right?
Yep.
Did a great job. You held him. Are you excited about playing in the championship game?
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we get to watch Hills and MCC play, and now we can figure out who we got to play next game.
What you got to do, right?
Yep.
you came up big there. How many rebounds did you have him for?
I got him for 7 rebounds.
Okay, and I got him for 13 points, and I wrote my notes, defense against Dunning. That's why you're the player of the game.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, keep it going, huh?
Yeah, we'll keep it going.
Are you excited to play in that championship game Thursday?
Yeah.
Talk about your team this year. You guys are pretty close together, aren't you?
Yeah, we got 2 good leaders, Brayson and Drew. We got Gunner, he's a great player. Carson shoots the ball well, and I'm just there to help clean stuff up.
Yeah. Brayson feeling all right today, or did he look a little like he was not feeling well?
He was struggling. He's been sick this week, but
okay,
he came out
quite
hard.
Yeah, he came up. He gutted it out, didn't he?
Yep.
That's for sure. Well, congratulations, Jackson. Appreciate your time here.
Yep. Thank you.
We'll see you Thursday. I'll be here Thursday, that's
all
for
right.
sure. Stick around just to keep your headset on, okay?
Yep.
And Mitchell, why don't you just kind of talk about the rest of the games here today or if you got some other stats.
So for other stats, from the free throw line, I got Dawson Boyd going 5 of 10 from the free throw line in the game. Central Minnesota Christian going 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Had a Dawson Boyd outscore Central Minnesota Christian in terms of points in the paint, 46-30 in the second half. Dawson Boyd outscored Central Minnesota Christian 28-18 for points in the paint. Dawson Boyd had them for 34 rebounds. Central Minnesota Christian had for 16. And then for the leading rebounders for Dawson Boyd had Drew Yomland with 11, Brayson Boyk with 8, Jackson Hastead with 7. Leading rebounder for Central Minnesota Christian, Drew Dunnick had 4, and then Asher Weberdink, Logan Rolos, Mike Osaki each had 3 rebounds for Central Minnesota Christian. There are 3 other games going on in Marshall here this afternoon. The first game was ours between Dawson Boyd and Central Minnesota Christian. The next game to be played here in Marshall will be in the south half of the Section 3A tournament. That'll be between the 1 seed Hills Beaver Creek and the 6 seed Murray County Central. And then Section 3 of AA also will be playing their semifinal matchups here from Marshall this afternoon. They'll be playing later tonight. First game starting at 6 o'clock in the north part of Section 3 AA. The 1 seed Montevideo will play the 2 seed Morris Area, Chicago, Alberta. And the one, and then following that game at 8 o'clock in the south of Section 3 of AA, the 1 seed Jackson County Central will play the 2 seed Laverne. And then the winner of those 2 games will go and they'll play at 5 o'clock on Thursday. That'll be a game before Dawson Boyd's game at 8 o'clock next Thursday from Marshall.
All right. Well, good luck to the Montevideo Thunder Rock boys. Tonight they'll play Morris here in Marshall. At 6 o'clock tonight, we'll not be broadcasting that game, but good luck to the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Mitchell, good job today. A lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Paul. Should give probably a shout-out to the McCray Wolverines girls basketball team. They won the Section 3A on Thursday.
Yep.
We couldn't broadcast that game because we were in Montevideo due to the postponement from the weather for boys' section basketball. So, congratulations to them, and I believe they
yep, the signed out. Just came out. They're going to play the number 2 seeded Mayor Lutheran in the first round of the state tournament. So, all right, so that wraps things up. Thanks, Mitchell. We'll see you Thursday.
Yep, see you Thursday, Paul.
All right, that wraps up things here from the RE facility at the studio. Thanks to our 5 sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92.
And once again, your final score, Dawson Boyd, 81. Central Minnesota Christian, 47. We'll see you Thursday night right back here in Marshall. Good night, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, B. Johnson Electric, Tufte Auto and Sales, House of Spirits in Appleton, Woodstock Telephone Company, Canby Meat Center, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Dawson Truck Parts, Invenergy, Independent Oil Company at Canby, Sather Building Supplies in Dawson, Lackbrow Corn and Soybean Growers, Lean Lumber, Boyd and Madison, Doug Service and Marine, Ludvigson Tiling, Prince Bank, Puris and Dawson, Cadiz Chiropractic Center, Chris Wodzinski for House, Appleton Area Health, the Dreyer Doctors, Appleton Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Dixon Chiropractic, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Beats Electric Motor Incorporated, Swearable Designs, the Madison Dental Clinic. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Miller Services, Minneota Building Center, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, CCM Health, Oz Seeds, City Hall Bar and Grill, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Dawson Dairy Queen, Black Barrel Cloth Oil Company, Genio Turkey Store, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ag Processing Incorporated, Southwest Insurance Services, State Bank of Taunton, American Surplus, NB Golf Cars, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill. Section Sports brought to you by Grace Haven Assisted Living, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Cargill, Ryan Smith Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Wolfslager Concrete, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Culligan, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tron Tossel Seeds, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, B&B Electrical Contractors, The Strand Agency, Edward Jones, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, First Security Bank in Canby, Gislason's Hardware, Warren Tregestead, Pioneer Seeds, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Minnesota West Community College, Kluwer Law Office in Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Citizens Alliance Bank, Gruel Electric, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Client Insurance, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greater Community Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Heather Nursery, Frog at Auction and Real Estate, Tenson Marine, and by our premier sponsor, UFP Minneota. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on Q92. You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
You pay a lot of money for your internet service. You know there's a place you can get unlimited free music streaming, unlimited free live sports streaming. Use no data. It works everywhere. No credit card needed. No account required. You don't need a subscription. It's family friendly. Get free local weather, free emergency alerts. It's radio and it's all free on 92.1 FM, Q92.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with day 54. With clear skies again tonight, lows around 33. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. Lots of sunshine Monday with daytime highs approaching 68. 42 Tuesday. Looking at the long range, 57 Wednesday, 64 Thursday, and 65 on Friday. To recap, high of 54 today, a low of 33 tonight, highs reach 62 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Q92 Country. currently 54.
The time at a minute past 2. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.